Kevin is waiting to talk with you. Call 781-837-4900. Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, 95.9 WATD.
And we are back. You still kind of hear a little bit of chitter chatter. We get room full of folks as the mayor is leaving. And we have, of course, State Senator Bob Hedlund. He's going to be joining the conversation in just a few moments. And joining us right now is a young lady who recently announced that she is going to be running for state representative. And she's going to be doing it. I believe she's running against an incumbent who I think she occupies the district. Plymouth 10.
Yep.
And I believe that's Christine Canavans.
Yes.
All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us a little bit of a bio on Colleen Maloney. I said that correct, right?
Yes, you did. Okay. Yes. I'm 24 years old. I'm from West Bridgewater. Been there my whole life. I'm currently chairman or chairwoman of Southeastern Regional Voc Tech over in Easton. And I'm also a senior at Stonehill.
So what is it about political office that, you know, you want to get involved? You're on the school committee.
Yes.
What was it that made you run for school committee? Because I believe, if I look at the person now, it strikes me, I think the woman who is here with you,
yes,
is somebody who might be an elected official in the town of West Bridgewater, correct?
She is.
Who did you bring with you?
I brought my campaign manager, but my mother.
Make sure you speak into the microphone, because folks at home can't hear you if you turn your head. It's a real bad thing.
I'm sorry. I brought my mother. She's my campaign manager as well. She also, she was on a school committee, West Bridgewater school committee as well, and now she's on the
board. It was just a couple of years ago that she got elected.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes.
I covered that. I was there that day when the votes were counted. I remember that because I did the story and I interviewed you.
It was a good day.
Yep. It was a very
not
good
for
day.
Your opponent. But so was it basically watch your mom being on the school committee? Is it something that?
Yeah, I think it's a little. My family has always been very. My grandmother was a teacher in West Bridgewater, and she was very, you know, active in the community, and as you know, my mother is very active in the community. And I'm a member of the Lions, just joined the Rod and Gun Club, like stuff like that. I try to be active.
My goodness,
yeah,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, try to just really give back to my community, and this just seemed like the next, taking it to the next level, I suppose.
Now, here's the important thing I'm going to ask you now.
Yes.
Did you follow the party line? Because it's oddly enough, I see a lot of young folks who maybe this, you know, they're part of a political family, but they may not want to follow along with the party allegiance. Am I sensing something similar like that?
She's slightly more liberal than I am on a few.
So basically, hold on, there's no such thing as slightly more. Your mom is either a Democrat, a Republican, or unenrolled.
She's unenrolled.
Oh, okay.
She's unenrolled.
Okay.
She, on town things, we sometimes don't agree, but overall, we do agree most of the part.
But was mom at one time or another, without outing mom, mom a Democrat at one time or another? Or
I don't think a full-blown one. No, no.
Not an admitted one?
Not an admitted one, no, yeah. No, she wouldn't.
I apologize to mom.
Okay.
One of these times, we'll have to have mom come in and talk a little bit as well.
Yeah, defend herself.
No defending. There's no defending here.
But
only if Joe's talking.
No, that's offending.
Good call. Continue.
But no, my aunt was a very big Republican as well, and I think a lot of, I think I was influenced that way a lot. But none of my, I've always been able to have my own opinion on things. Like, nothing's been forced on me, you know, by either my mother or anyone else in my family. So that's good.
What are some of the bigger issues in your district that you're running for that you either feel strongly for or against?
So the first is local aid, and it was kind of mentioned earlier. You know, we're sending money up to Beacon Hill, and the middle class, the working class, is sending their tax dollars up there, and they're not, you know, fully getting it back in the way that they were promised with Chapter 90 and just other, you know, local aid in general. And also, I think another big issue for me personally has been crime. I want to create a better working relationship with the DA, who's Tim Cruz, and he's right in Brockton. And I heard him speak.
Plymouth County District Attorney,
I'm sorry,
Tim
yes,
Cruz, yep.
Sorry.
Yep.
And I heard
just
him
in case folks didn't know.
Sorry. I heard him speak, and he mentioned that he's been asking Beacon Hill for certain, you know, certain things. For example, he can't house some of his troopers, so they're down in Middleboro. And I just feel like they could be better utilized in the district in Brockton. And, you know, that's where they could be, you know, a bigger asset. So local aid, crime, good schools, obviously, you know.
Education.
School committee, education.
But you're a part of your district is Brockton.
Yes, exactly.
And that's a Democratic stronghold, so to speak.
It is.
So to speak. It's not like it's impenetrable, but it's still an area that's going to be tough. And your opponent is an incumbent who, you know, whether you know it or not, I believe just a couple of years ago, if not 2 years ago, 4 years ago, I believe that the DA's brother ran against one.
Yes.
Christine.
Oh, that
Kahneman.
Was
John.
Four,
that's right, John
Cruz.
4 years ago, John Cruz ran against and was not successful, but he. You know, he made an attempt, and of course, let's not forget that I believe John that had previously held that, and the two
yes.
combatants had, you know, where Christine had unseated him, and he was hoping to unseat her, was not successful. Have you already started hitting the campaign trail and knocking on doors, and what are you hearing?
Yes, not so much doors yet, but basically just going out to, you know, targeted areas, and it's a lot of, schools are, there's a lot of concern for transportation costs. Because those were recently cut, and it's affecting the school's budgets a lot.
Yeah.
Like I had mentioned, crime. And then lately, a lot of people, Sean O'Connell and Jeff Deal, have been gaining a lot of momentum with this EBT reform. And I was surprised. And it's, you know, because what they're arguing is fair. When, you know, 1,100 deceased people are still getting benefits where it could be delegated to people who better deserve it.
This is where I let out a gasp. You mean that happens?
Yeah, you know, because we, you know, and all the reform is asking for is maybe a Social Security card, rather than just saying, yes, this is where I live, and providing no proof of it whatsoever. Whereas, you know, people who genuinely deserve it are missing out on that opportunity.
Peter, do you have a question?
You work for the vocational department, correct?
Yes.
Now, how will you, if you get elected, how are you going to affect the, for funding for the vocational? Because I do a lot of work for South Shore VOTEC.
Really?
And so how would you help funding for those schools and further purposes for those
well,
schools?
Well, you, Peter, you help South Shore VOTEC, right?
Right, South Shore VOTEC.
And she's with Southeastern Regional,
correct.
I believe.
Yes.
You have Alan Libby, and he works in that school, I think. It's in
yes.
the auto body school.
Yes, yes,
exactly.
Yes.
So how would you help the schools get more funding?
So I've actually been working with our legislative liaison, who was also on the school committee, is Mindy Kempner.
Yep.
She does a ton. She knows the ins
she's
and outs.
She's still there?
Yeah, she is. She's
wow.
She's awesome. She knows every you know,
I know.
Legislative.
I many, many moons ago, I used to work for the Enterprise.
Okay.
And started cutting my teeth, covering the meetings, and Minnie would get up and she would kind of give a whole
mm-hmm.
diatribe of every state rep and everything that she had went and people, and I would, I'm now that I'm kind of seeing it in my head, I would think it hasn't changed.
No, and it's awesome because it's the full, you know, everything that's going on, especially
breakdown.
With MAVA. And so I've been trying to work with MAVA, the Mass Vocationals, and see exactly, you know, where they're getting hit as opposed to the regular schools.
Right.
And, you know, as for funding, I'm obviously going to, you know, support them so that they can. I think vocational schools offer something that other schools can't in that, you know, I wish in eighth grade I knew what I wanted to do for the rest of my life because I would graduate with a skill already set up. And, you know, like, for example, someone from the plumbing program will graduate and he'll already have, like, he or she will already have X amount of hours, you know, towards his license completed,
right.
You know? And so, and we're also trying to build with a stronger co-op. So that once they do graduate, they already have that relationship in, like, the real world.
Yeah, because that's where I work with Silver Lake, the vocational department. I work with South Shore VOTEC, and sometimes we'll take kids in a co-op program with junior and senior year just to give them an avenue or outlook of what the outside world is to like to work for.
Yeah.
And our biggest issue right now is that the funding has been cut to a point where the kids aren't getting the exact...
Right.
You know, they're not getting the technological advantages that's the ever-changing world, the automobile or the cars or the construction trades or the plumbing.
Yeah. A lot of that we are feeling the same thing you are. Right. So South Shore is not alone in that, in the gaps that we are trying to bridge. And, you know, we actually just, Southeastern just funded, we're giving all our students Chromebooks. And so we are trying to step up our technological, you know, we're trying to make advances in that field so that when they do get out there, they are up to date with, you know, they're not learning plumbing practices from 10 years ago. They're learning the new way, or our machinery is, you know, up to date, and it's not the old fashioned type of.
I'm going to throw a curveball at you. And that is, I see a lot of school systems doing that where they're going with this thing, and I'm holding up, radio is not a visual medium, but iPads and Chromebooks are the thing of the future. The thing I worry about is if I lose this iPad, I have lost all of my books.
Yep.
Do you not worry about that?
So we actually have what's in a thing called, yeah.
That's so when you say old-fashioned, I didn't mind covering the book, because if I lost the one book, I at least still had the other books in the classes.
So we do have Dropbox, which, you know, we do try and pressure the students to, as often as they can, you know, update their Dropbox and keep putting what they need to in there. And then we have the software, for example, if you lost the Chromebook itself, we have insurance on it, and then we also do have copies of the software, and we do still have, you know, actual paper books. Sure. If God forbid, you know, they haven't updated their Dropbox or anything like that, we do still have the paper books, and that is an option, and, you know, we can still take that out.
What do you feel, the odd thing is you're not seeking re-election to be on Southeast. It's either or, correct? Or is your term not up, that you can take a chance, if you are not successful, that you're still going to continue on as a school committee member?
I would still continue on as a school committee member.
Okay. When is your term?
Well, so it does end this year, so I can't be on the ballot twice.
That's what I'm saying.
However, I could be on Foxborough's ballot. It's at large. So I'll have Foxborough's ballot, and I'll have Stoughton's ballot, Sharon's ballot, Mansfield's ballot. So it's going to be a lot, because I'll have to do some serious campaigning in nine, and then a district. In the nine communities, and then a district. So it will be tough, but I do genuinely want to keep going with Southeastern.
What do you feel? It seems as though you're well-versed as far as education and some of those needs. Yep. Although I should ask, where do you stand as far as things like unfunded mandates? That's kind of like the biggest problem that a lot of communities face.
Exactly.
That you know, lawmakers up on Beacon Hill pass these these things that communities like Westbridge, Waterloo, your mom shaking her head vigorously, like, yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
you have to pay. Okay, you must do this, but yet the state does not give you the money to do it.
Exactly.
What do you feel that you can do as far as unfunded mandates and helping communities, especially your district?
Honestly, I would try to listen to what the communities and the cities are saying. For example, there's been a lot of pushback with things like PARC, you know, and they're worried it's going to be an unfunded mandate, and they're worried that...
What is PARC, in case people don't know?
It's,
I know it's a real cool acronym, but what is it?
Yeah. It's a... kind of like MCAS. However, it's...
Probably, you know, like an upgrade?
Yes, almost an upgrade. It's a little different, though. There's a lot of pushback, mostly because of the timing. We have Common Core coming in, which I'm also not crazy about Common Core, to be honest with you. With that coming in, and then on top of that, it's also computer-based. And so it's a little weird doing math on a computer.
Yeah.
And it's like a drag-and-drop system. So they'll ask you the question, and I like the way the questions are phrased, because it's more like real-world problems, you know, whereas MCAS is just like, you know, you're riding your bike, here's A, B, and C, figure it out. It's a real-world problem, but the drag-and-drop system and the technology has me a little hesitant, and especially coming from Voke schools, where we have half as much time to get these students up to date to where they need to be at.
Right.
So things like that make me nervous. And, you know, I just think that if the town and if the school committee is voicing a lot of concern as to this is how are we going to pay for this? How are we going to pay for fingerprinting? How are we going to pay for all the mandates that are coming our way? I would say, you know, let's stop ramming it down their throats and let's take a step back and really look at how we're going to get this done.
How about the financial side of things? I mean, as far as budgets and stuff like that, I mean, what are some of the things that you would hope to be able to do for the communities Brockton and urban community compared to East Bridgewater and West Bridgewater, where they have their own, you know, they have their own spot on the cherry sheet every year.
Right.
And they also undergo town meetings. I believe West Bridgewater is still town meeting style, right? Yay.
Yeah.
You get to sit to those too.
Yes. No, I mean, I think, like I said, local aid is just the most important. Okay. And when there's you know, $600 million more than projected already being dropped into a general fund. So, you know, and we have, like, you know, new governor's offices being built.
$9 million.
I think we could maybe reallocate that somewhere else. I think Brockton could probably find something better to do with that, right, than a new office and this, you know, $600 million being dropped into a general fund.
There's one other big issue, I believe, that the three communities, I think, have something synonymous, and that is Mom basically is, she read my mind. The power plant. There's, you know, a proposed power plant. Have you formed an opinion? Are you still forming an opinion? I would advise you that if you haven't formed an opinion on it, don't just throw yourself out there. However, they did just elect somebody as mayor who was somebody who was in favor of it. Of course, the individual won by a mere 55 votes. It wasn't a landslide. But they still, you still have, you know, the legislative, you know, the lawmakers who represent that community are still up on Beacon Hill trying to, you know, pass laws and initiatives that will, home rule petitions that will thwart this from being ever built. Mm-hmm. Have you formed an opinion? Are you still looking at it?
I am still open to, you know, pros and cons of it. However, and, you know, I know there's the argument that it'll bring in businesses and stuff like that. To be completely honest with you, it's right in my backyard. Not to sound like an NIMBY, but it's right in my backyard. And it, when the water goes through those, right now the thing holding it up is obviously the water argument.
That's the big thing. So, but the city council would have to vote for
right,
that.
Right. When that water goes through those turbines and then gets dumped back into the river, it's right on top of our aquifer. Right on top of West Bridgewater's aquifer. And then I just think everyone in that neighborhood is strongly against it. In both West Bridgewater and that side of Brockton, there's a lot of people over there who don't want it. And so I think if that many people really don't want it, I don't think it should be pushed on them.
Okay. Anything that I've overlooked, gentlemen, that we should ask the young lady while she's here?
Well, Braintree has their own power supply. And it was funny, when we were talking about it, we should probably ask the mayor about it, but... how would it damage the aquifer if they built it?
So, if first of all, it's going in a different temperature. So that's not really the aquifer. That's just, you know, the surrounding of it. But if there was ever an accident, is what I'm saying.
Right.
And, you know, day to day, it might be all right. But God forbid if there was some issue, the cleanup, the, you know, money invested in cleaning it up and taking care of it would almost outweigh the benefits of having it. If, God forbid, something did happen.
Right. Well, the only thing is that it would be you become very independent as far as citywide for power.
No.
And
incorrect.
Really?
The power is not going to the city.
Then
the power is just basically going to be part of the grid. Sorry, I kind of know a little more than I should about this whole thing.
I would vote against it if I couldn't keep the power to myself.
Right. I'm no seawall guy or flood insurance guy like you, but I got my little specialty.
You got your things.
I do as well. Do you have a website? Do you have a way for folks to get involved with your campaign?
So I've gotten up a Facebook and a Twitter.
Good. It's a good start.
The Twitter is CMaloney4Rep, like the number. And so still trying to... I'm still in like the pre stages a little bit, and still working on getting like a website up and et cetera.
Do you have any other Republicans running, or right now it's just you?
Right now it is just me. I put a lot of feelers out to make sure that wouldn't, you know, I don't like friendly fire, and plus it's hard enough to be a Republican in Massachusetts, so.
Are you looking forward to or anticipating any a debate? Because we'd love to have you in over here.
I would love to have one.
Okay.
I would love to have one. Absolutely.
We'll definitely reach out to Christine. Myself, I don't know how active she has been. I know that she has had problems. I don't know how folks feel about how she has served them. Only the folks who, you know, she represents would know best.
Right.
But it'll all come out in the wash, won't it?
It will.
Awesome. Anything you want to say in closing to the folks who are listening right now?
My grandfather's listening. Hi, Bamp. He has been sitting by the radio since like 5:30. He was ready. And just
why?
One...
Wait. I got to ask. Why is his name Bamp?
Oh,
because
I know
somebody else who calls their grandfather that as well, and I find it charming.
I couldn't say Grandpa, so it became Bampa, and then it just.
Oh my
stuck.
God! Same reason.
See, yeah, it's a common issue. it's a tough word.
But it sticks.
It sticks. Yeah, it just stuck. And also, to plug a holiday party real quick, the West Bridgewater Lions are having their Breakfast with Santa at Chili Head, which is in West Bridgewater on West Center Street. It's on December 8th from 8 o'clock to 10:30.
And that's this coming Sunday.
Sorry, yeah, this coming Sunday.
December Fantastic. 8th. We would love to have you back in.
I would love to come back. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Maybe we get Mum on the mic, too. Uh-huh. That would be fun. Mum's playing Kreskin over there. I definitely want to have her talk. That would be really cool. And I know she's done a fantastic job over there in West Bridgewater. Would love to get her thoughts. So let's make that happen.
That'd
like
be awesome.
A mother-daughter type thing going on here.
Geez. There we go.
Awesome. now is Bob coming in? Did you summon Bob?
I have summoned.
Was he in the kitchen raiding the refrigerator?
No. He's actually right next door.
He is. What is he doing?
He's just talking to the mayor of Braintree, Mayor Joe is still.
What do you
here.
Think of this, Pete?
This is awesome. This is very good.
I didn't know if you saw this, Colleen, but Peter has a very... You ever see the commercials for the phones? He actually has...
You got the watch phone?
Yeah,
he's got it. Can you text on that? Not to sound
not yet.
Generation Y, but can you text on that?
No, good. But he's been taking all kinds of...
There you go.
He just took a picture of you.
Look at that.
That's
cool.
That's stealth.
That thing is awesome.
I know. I feel awesome. Like that could also be a little creepy as well.
That's very...
That's where there's sound on it. I can't get rid of the sound.
Oh, okay. So the sound... So when you're standing across the street, the sound will let me know that you're taking
So you can't actually be a spy because you would be outed instantly.
I don't think you would interest me to take
You're like outside of a government installation going, it's going click, click. Hey, what's that guy doing? That is kind of funny.
It's awesome.
God, Kevin, you better not get your hands on one of those.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like... It just wouldn't be a good thing for you.
I'm a stand-up guy. If anybody we should worry about, it's you. And how old are you
again? No comment. You don't need to know that.
24, right?
25.
25.
Congratulations.
24. But see, Pete, the cool thing here is we got two young folks. Whether you know it or not, Colleen, our friend here, Joe Rossi, is very involved with community things.
At 25, I'm slumming on a radio show, and at 24, you're running for state rep, so I think you've gone a little bit further.
I think we're saying here's the problem. Well,
I mean, running, that doesn't really, I haven't really got it yet. So.
I got to ask you, though, what are you hearing from folks? What are folks saying to you in regards to your run?
You know, they're saying that, I mean, like you said, Brockton, Democrats have it locked in, but I just got to knock on a lot of doors and just show them, you know,
It Brockton, and it's a, how big is the district? How big of an area do you have to cover in Brockton? You're talking 28 precincts in Brockton,
right? It's so it's all of
and there's seven wards, so
it's like 2.5 wards essentially.
Wow,
yeah,
wow.
So you know, I'm sorry, 2.5. No, yeah, 2.5 wards. I'm sorry, yeah.
Okay,
so
And do you know what wards they are exactly?
All of Ward 6.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then. Ward 5, 3 precincts in there, and Ward 4, 2 precincts in there.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That is very interesting. And you have one long time ward counselor who's in 5. You have Michelle Dubois in 6.
Yes, I've heard.
And then you have former police, the former Mr. Studinski in 4. So... Yeah. Well, we wish you the best of luck,
awesome.
That's for sure.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great job.
And I believe we finally will have Bob Hedler come in and join us. Bob, where you been?
Sorry.
I was listening to the show. I wanted to cede some of my time to the great candidate you have here with you tonight.
All right. I think Larry wants to take a quick break. And then when we come
back... What was your name again?
Colleen.
Colleen what?
Maloney.
Colleen Maloney. See, I knew that, but I just threw that out there to help boost her name recognition a little bit.
Do you want to ask her mom's name? Her mom is actually an elected official.
Yeah, what's your mom's name?
Nancy.
What?
Maloney.
What office do you hold?
Board of
Selectmen. Oh, see? Maybe I should have known that, but maybe I shouldn't have known it. But I do know what she does for a living.
All right, we're going to step aside when we come back and more Monday Night Talk. Go ahead.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.